Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sarah Shalala. New South Wales has recorded 291 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19, with Premier Gladys Berejiklian warning those numbers are likely to increase in coming days. There are currently 304 cases in hospital, 50 in intensive care, and 22 requiring ventilation. A woman aged in her 60s from southwest Sydney also died at Liverpool Hospital with COVID-19. There were 110,000 tests and at least 50 of the confirmed cases were active in the community while infectious. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Kerry Chance says cases in the Canterbury-Bankstown local government have seen the biggest spike, and she's urging people in this LGA to be extra careful and to come forward for testing.
We're seeing escalating cases in Campsie, Bankstown, Lakemba, Punchbowl, Wylie Park, Yagoona, Greenacre, Earlwood, Bass Hill, Canterbury and Chester Hill.
Of those in intensive care, 44 people are not vaccinated. 4 people received their first dose of AstraZeneca, and 2 people have received their first dose of Pfizer. More than 84,000 also received a vaccination in New South Wales in the last 24 hours. A GP working in a Sydney hotspot says young people are rushing to get vaccinated. Dr. Dong Hua has been working 7 days a week in 3 clinics across southwest Sydney. He says young people are scrambling to get vaccinated, with the wait times to get an AstraZeneca vaccine up to 4 weeks at his clinic. Dr. Hua says since the health advice on AstraZeneca changed last month, he's seen massive demand from young people.
2 or 3 months ago, we were barely getting any people under 40, under 60 because of the risk of the clots situation. The situation has changed, so a lot of people are concerned with, COVID. And given, the past month, we've seen that there's a pretty much a 10% hospitalisation rate.
Victoria has recorded 6 new locally acquired infections, and police have arrested 15 people after hundreds of protesters rallied in Melbourne's CBD last night against Victoria's 6th coronavirus lockdown, announced hours earlier by Premier Daniel Andrews. Friday marks day one of the COVID restrictions, with more than 6 million Victorians finding themselves living under stay-at-home orders again, only 10 days after coming out of the last lockdown. Victorians are under the same rules that applied during last month's lockdown, including the 5 reasons to leave home, the 5-kilometre travel limit for exercise and shopping, and compulsory masks indoors and outdoors. Queensland has recorded 10 new cases of COVID-19 in the last 24 hours, all locally acquired and household contacts linked to the Indooroopilly Delta cluster. High testing rates and the absence of any mystery cases have buoyed hopes southeast Queensland might emerge from its lockdown as planned on Sunday. But Chief Medical Officer Dr. Jeanette Young says it's too early to say whether the lockdown will be lifted on Sunday afternoon.
Actually depends how we go the next few days as to what point we're at and then the advice I'll provide. So it is a bit too early to say what will happen. But there will still be restrictions. There always are restrictions after we remove a lockdown.
United States President Joe Biden has offered a temporary safe haven to Hong Kong residents, allowing what could be thousands of people to extend their stay in the United States in response to China's crackdown on democracy in the territory. The vast majority of Hong Kong residents in the US are expected to be eligible, but there will be some legal conditions. It comes after the arrest and imprisonment of activists in Hong Kong, with the introduction by China last year of new laws curtailing press freedom and pro-democracy activity in the territory. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the United States is committed to protecting people's human rights.
But certainly this step is one that is meant to ensure we are practicing what we preach in terms of human rights values and ensuring that people who are in this country don't face the ongoing repression that we're seeing in Hong Kong.
To sport now, and Australia will take on America today in the women's beach volleyball gold medal match at the Tokyo Olympics, hoping to win Australia's second gold in the sport. The first was won on Bondi Beach 21 years ago at the Sydney Olympics, and Australia has won its equal highest ever number of gold medals in a single Olympic Games after taking two within about 10 minutes in separate sports on Thursday afternoon in skateboarding and the men's kayak double 1,000 meter competition. It takes Australia's medal tally to 17, equal best with Athens in 2004. I'm Sarah Shalala. This is SBS News in Easy English.